Liebe Brüder und Schwestern,
dear brothers and sisters and friends,
alle, die ihr gekommen seid,
all you who have come from near and far,
wir heißen euch ganz herzlich willkommen,
we welcome
in den
you
kostbaren Namen
in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
auch besonders die, die
in particular those who are joining us online,
mit uns die Versammlung
experiencing
beiwohnen,
together with us
wir haben the meetings. Besuch in unsere
we have special visitors in our
Brüder
midst.
Gekommen,
brethren have come from far. We have our brother Joseph
Yangoshi
from Atlanta in our midst.
Brother
Joseph Lilanga from Kinshasa. Brother Deo from Rwanda. Brother Irene from Chicago. Brother Pedro from Mozambique. Most surely many other names. We welcome you in a very special way. Feel at home in our midst. We have also greetings to give you, brethren from South Italy, are sending warm greetings. From Isola, greetings also from the brethren from Portugal, especially from Brother Oleg. Some are gathered there, are listening, and we greet all those who are joining us online. And really, we are confident that the Lord will bless us richly. Today is a special day, the 2nd of April, and I was thinking about it. When this 2nd of April would not have been,
if
God would not have called our brother at the time, where would we be tonight? But thanks be to the Lord that he has chosen a messenger to give out the spiritual food for this time. And this spiritual food is the revealed word of God for this hour, the word of preparation, the word of restoration, because all things shall be restored to its original condition, and the church shall be at the end as the church was at the beginning. And we trust the Lord that he will bless us richly tonight. Let us sing a couple of songs. We start with song number 26 from these little booklets. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Number 26. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in his word he has shown us the way. Here in our midst he is standing today, tenderly saying, come. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be when from sin our hearts are pure and free. And we shall gather, Savior, with thee in our eternal home. Suffer the children, oh, hear his voice. Let every heart leap forth and rejoice, and let us freely make him our choice. Do not delay, but come. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be when from sin our hearts are pure and free. And we shall gather, Savior, with thee in our eternal home. Think once again, he is with us today. Heed now his blessed command and obey. Hear now his essence tenderly say, will you, my children, come? Joyful, joyful will the meeting be when from sin our hearts are pure and free. and we shall gather, Savior, with Thee in our eternal home. Joyful, joyful will the meeting be when from sin our hearts are pure and free. And we shall gather, Savior, with Thee in our eternal home. Yes, it will be wonderful. The blessed Canaan is the new Jerusalem for us, the city which God built for us. Now, let us sing number 35. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Number 35. Was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Amen. Thank you. Everything is grace, brothers and sisters. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. We are so grateful for everything that the Lord has done for us. And also today is again a special day, a day which the Lord has made for us. Yes, especially for you and for me. We want to hear attentively what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. We don't want to wave away, but we want to be joined with God, going forward with the Word, because God speaks to us through His Word. It's very important that we listen carefully. For the word of introduction, I would like to read us from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, and then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. John chapter 17, we start from verse 1. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Up to here, these precious words of God. We are grateful to God for this wonderful word of God, the high priest prayer of our Lord. We are grateful that tonight we can be gathered at this place. And we are grateful what has happened in the past 50 years since the calling of our brother. This John 17, verse 3. Here the Lord says, And this is eternal life. This is eternal life. Wherein is eternal life? That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Therein has the Lord revealed it to us. Are we in this assurance? And as we read in verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. Is this not wonderful? Also tonight, we believe that the Lord is present to speak words unto us, the words of life. And they have received them. How is it with us? Brothers, sisters, we want to be grateful to God for the grace which He has given to us, that we may hear and receive and believe what we are hearing. We believe that the Lord is present tonight. And He has prepared the table for us. May He bless our brother. May He use him to speak words of life unto us.
dass wir im Glauben gestärkt
that we are strengthened in the faith.
Und dass der Herr
and that the Lord can reveal himself as the risen one in our midst.
Wir sind gekommen,
we have come.
Wir alle haben gewisse
all of us, we have requests on our hearts.
Der Herr kennt uns
the Lord knows our heart.
Er weiß,
he knows what you and I need.
Möge der Herr es uns schenken.
May he give it to us.
Sind wir voller Erwartung?
Are we full of expectation tonight?
Dann lasst uns
then
aufstehen.
Let us please stand up and let us pray together. Heavenly Father,
wir sind so froh und
we are so happy
Abend,
and grateful
sein zu
to be here tonight.
Wir glauben, dass du
we believe that you are present
um uns das zu geben,
to give unto us
was du für uns
what you prepared
hast.
For us.
Komm und fühl dich wohl
come and feel
in unsere Mitte.
At home in our midst.
Offenbare deine Gegenwart.
Manifest thy presence.
Wir bitten dich, Herr,
we ask you, Lord,
gehe an niemanden vorüber,
do not bypass anyone here,
sondern hilf uns
but help allen. Us all.
Dass wir diesen Abend nicht vergessen,
that we don't forget this evening.
Dass du mit uns redest,
that you speak to us.
Wie du damals mit deinen
as
Jüngern
you spoke
hast.
At that time with your disciples.
Herr, wir danken
Lord,
dir für
we thank
Wort,
you for the word
was wir schon gehört
which
haben.
We heard already.
Dass wir dich erkennen
that
dürfen.
We may know thee.
Und wir möchten auch
and also,
teilhaftig werden.
We want
der Kraft
to have part in the power of your
hilf
resurrection. Help me, help us all.
Wir bitten dich, segne
we ask you, bless our brother.
Leite ihn durch deinen Heiligen
Geist. Lead him through your Holy Spirit
nur das zu sagen,
to only say that
was uns alle aufbaut,
what
was
edifies
unseren Glauben
us,
stärkt,
what strengthens our
dass
faith,
wir aus einem Munde deinen Namen
that
preisen
we praise you
heute
with
Abend.
One accord.
Du bist gegenwärtig.
For you are present.
Du bist dasselbe.
You are the
gestern
same
heute,
yesterday, today and forever.
Und Herr,
Lord,
wir danken dir für
we
alle
thank
Weisungen.
You for all the promises.
Du wirst sie alle erfüllen.
You will fulfill them
eher
all.
Fällt der Himmel, als uns täuscht dein Wort. Herr,
the heavens pass before your word deceives us. Lord,
in zigtausend Jahren werden wir noch deine
we have sung.
Gnade gedenken.
We will remember your grace
Herr,
even in a thousand
wir reden
years.
Nicht mehr von Zeit,
Lord, we don't
wenn
speak
wir bei dir sind,
of time
von Ewigkeit
when,
zur Ewigkeit.
When we are with you, but
Herr,
we are speaking of
fassen,
eternity.
Aber wir
Lord,
können dir danken,
we cannot grasp
aus einem Mund
it, but we can thank you
für deine
with
Gegenwart,
one accord
für deine Hilfe,
for your presence, for your
Geistes.
Help. And for your moving
wir
of your spirit. Lord, we thank you for everything.
Und dich,
and we ask you,
komm,
come
und hilf mir,
and help
und
me
hilf uns alle.
And help us all.
Segne
bless
alt und jung,
young and old.
Segne überall,
bless everywhere, worldwide,
wo dein Wort gehört wird.
Where your word is heard.
Herr, wir sind ja nicht hier,
Lord,
drei oder vier,
we are of
oder
course not
Herr, wir sind
three,
mit allen
four,
Brüdern
500 here,
weltweit verbunden.
But we are joined
heute Abend
with all brothers and sisters worldwide.
Gott, dass es so ist.
Praise be to God that it is
segne
so.
Unsere Übersetzer, Herr.
Bless our translators,
segne
Lord.
Alle, Herr,
bless all
heute Abend hören,
who are hearing tonight.
Möge uns allen geholfen werden.
May we are all helped.
In Jesu
I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us sing, only believe, only believe. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only are possible for Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the praise, all the honor, all the glory and worship. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen.
Amen. This we may say. You may be seated. Also, I just briefly, I would like to welcome all of you with all my heart, especially all those who are here today for the first time. May the Lord God give grace that this day brings forth fruit for eternity. That we not only have come together from near and far, but that we, in these hours and meetings, that we experience the presence of God personally, that we make our experiences of salvation, conversion, new birth, spirit baptism, renewing, that everything what is necessary, that we can be with the Lord, that it really takes place with us and amongst us. We already heard in the word of introduction what it is all about. That they might know the only true God, not a triune God, not a twiune God, but you, the only true God, knowing thee, recognizing that this one true God, for our sakes, that he revealed himself in the Son, to adopt us as sons and daughters of God, bring us back into our original position. He, the firstborn, among many brethren. To the God of heaven be the thanks for the fullness of his holy word. Now, I just said briefly, I will give you the greetings, and then we will call two or three brothers to give also greetings here. Our brother from Rwanda and our brother from Mozambique, and whoever would like to join them as the third one can then give some greetings here. And afterward, we will go into our word observation. Brother Mwamba is sending greetings from Kolwezi. Brother Dr. Mbie from Lubumbashi. Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland. Brother Gideon Ngonga. Brother Jean-Claude. And Brother Ellis from Edmonton, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Jacques from Ivory Coast, Brother Ziller from Cordoba, Argentina, Brother Udo and Brother Jürgen from South America, Brother Bruce from the University from Cape Town, Brother Aaron Kinshasa, Brother Adonis, Brother Alexander from Tartarstan, and Brother Ezekiel from the Congo, Brother Bulumba, also from Congo, Brother Chibo, Brother Lupundo, Lupondo. And then, once again, Brother Jean-Claude Mbie, and then Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, and Brother Motika Johannesburg, Brother Badibanga, Brother Leonard, Brother Leonard, and all brothers from Finland are also sending greetings. Brother Manaka is sending greetings. Once again, Brother Bulumba. And once again, Brother Santos from Australia. Brother Yangon from Burma. Brother Thabo, from wherever, greetings from India, greetings from Brother Jerome, greetings from Brother Gerlando, from Palermo, Brother Borge, Brother Pedro, greetings from Brother Lupondo. Greetings from Brother Dr. Chavava from Harare. Greetings from Brother Lukova and Brother Chauffeur from Rwanda. Then a brother from Abidjan, Brother Martin from Abidjan. Greetings from Douala. Then from Douala. Once again, Brother Chauffeur has written. And once again, Leon. Brother Ferry from Hungary. Once again, Brother Chovawa. Brother Andreas Menard. And again, Congo. Brother Young from the USA, Brother Ilunga from USA, Brother Kabonga, and from Yamoussoukro, the capital, from the Ivory Coast, and from Sydney,
Hassamin,
and Uganda, once again Uganda, and once again, Brother Lotika, and one brother from Uganda. We are just so grateful with all our hearts that God has given grace, that the word of the Lord can be carried into all the world. Now, we will ask Brother Deo to come to the front, saying a few words, giving some regards. He was with me on my last complicated missionary trip. Brother Deo, come now and say us a few words. And Brother Arben will also come to translate him.
We welcome you in a very, very special way. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome. Yes.
Je vous salue tous, frères et sœurs, dans les précieux noms de notre Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ.
I greet you all, brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Et sincèrement, je rends grâce à Dieu.
And I thank God with all my heart
that
He permitted us that we can have part in that what he's doing now. And by his grace, we were with Brother Frank in East Africa, in Addis Ababa, in Nairobi, in Kigali,
in Kampala,
and in Dar es Salaam. And the hand of God was with his servant. And the word of the Lord went forth in a mighty way. And thousands have been blessed. May all the glory go to God. We are waiting for the completion. And we are waiting for the end result.
Denn nie ist ein Auftrag von Gott
échoué.
For never a commission of God
jamais
went forth in vain.
Donné par Dieu n'a échoué, n'a été sans effet.
Mir noch nie ist ein Auftrag
never a commission of God failed, never.
And
also here.
Und hier wird es auch ein Endresultat
and here there will also be an end
getan.
Result. Everything is done. We are waiting that God acts and that he will confirm his word. May the Lord bless you all richly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God blessed our brother in a mighty way.
Good news for Victor. Amen. Unser Bruder aus Mosambik, komm.
Our brother from Mozambique, please come and say us a few words.
Ja.
Que Deus abençoe a todos.
May God bless you all richly. I am your brother in Christ Jesus. I live in Mozambique. My name is Pedro Charles. I also preach this message. We distribute the message in Mozambique by the grace of the Lord. Mozambique is a country which is very lost and speaks only Portuguese. We don't speak French, we don't speak English, only Portuguese. We are very blessed in Mozambique by the ministry of Brother Frank. We have understood the message very well. We carry this message and bring it to others. We thank you for your prayers so that we can still bring forth this message. Although our country is in a political crisis, yet we managed to bring this message to others. May God bless you all. My gratefulness. I'm thanking God that God has given us Brother Miskis.
Pastor Eduardo Frank.
From Brother Frank.
Ele veio a Mozambique em 1997.
Brother Frank was in Mozambique in 1997, and we have been blessed there in a mighty way. I thank the Lord for it. The gratefulness of our assembly is that I was invited. Everything what I don't know, I write it down to teach our brothers and sisters there in Mozambique. May God bless you all. Please continue to pray with us, to pray for us. One day we will be there in glory. This is our hope. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Yet, yes, we are grateful with all our hearts that God has in all people's tongues and nations that he has his people there. And he is calling out. Also Brother Erwin Pacheco has given us a very good report. He was in Cuba. And God has blessed there. 52 persons were baptized and others registered to be baptized and they will be also baptized. God is just taking care that the last message is reaching the last ones. And then the Lord will return to take us unto himself. Just as he promised it. Now, especially for all the newcomers, it must be said here, at this place, we believe everything just as the Holy Scripture says it. We do not interpret any scripture. We leave everything written as it is written. And as our Lord said, he who believes in me, as the Scripture says, and here we have it. Here we have the Holy Scripture. And more than 130 times it is written in the New Testament, it's written as the Scripture says, as it is written, so that it might be fulfilled. We have two testaments, the Old and the New. And in the Old Testament, God purposed and ordained everything what he ordained for the heirs of God and for the co-heirs of Christ. And as sure as the names are written in a testament already in the natural, in the earthly, one time, one day in my life, I was an heir. Yes. And overnight, I was a house owner. And overnight, I was this and that. Because my name was written in a book as an heir. And then, together with two co-heirs, I shared it, and there was something left for all of us. But what I wanted to say is that in a testament are written the names, and that what is inherited, it is written there. And our names were written before the foundation of the world into the Lamb's Book of Life. And they can never be blotted out. As written of our Redeemer in John 17, before the foundation of the world, the glory of God was already ordained to be manifested through him and in him. Before the foundation of the world, our names were written into the Lamb's Book of Life. And we truly are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. I even know today, I remember today, if that would be the testament, then on the last page, from left top to the right bottom, there was a red line. And in the midst of the red line was the seal. And I think of the book of the seven seals. Nothing may be added. Nothing may be taken away. Everything must be left the way as it is written in the Testament. And if we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ, yes, then we find ourselves again in this book. We find ourselves again in the Word of God. And that's what it's all about, actually, in our time. Not only to speak about the Word of God, not to play religion, but to really recognize what was given to us as the heirs of God and as the co-heirs of Jesus Christ, what was given to us by the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. And time and again we may say it and we may confess it. By unbelief in the Garden of Eden. And that's how Brother Branham said it many times. Unbelief was and is the original sin. Because that what God has said, it was questioned. doubts came up and unbelief started to reign and it merged in the fall. But the faith, the belief is the victory which has overcome the world. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And by the preaching, it is said to us what God ordained for us. The most wonderful is that God has a plan of salvation, not a theory, but a divine reality here on this earth. Now, to just emphasize it, today we have a 2nd of April, and it reminds me just to this special day in my life. And I had to think on all the special days, also in the ministry of Brother Branham. There was an 11th of June, 1933. There was a special day which God has made. And in the supernatural cloud, he descended. And he called out to the man of God. And this, I really want to read it here today, as it was said. And then the comparison to that, what later on was made out of it. I read it. Many people, also newspaper reporters, were standing there at the banks. They said, again, look up. And when I looked up, this light came down. People fainted. And a voice sounded which shook the whole region as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. So the message which is given you will be a forerunner of the second coming of Christ. Not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunner. If you can look from there, I wrote it down here. That's the original text. That's the original text. So many lines are in the original text, and so little is written in the forgery. This is the original, and this is the forgery. And in the forgery, it says, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of the Lord, so you were sent to forerun his second coming. Of message, of forerunning of a message, nothing was said anymore. And the whole USA, the whole English-speaking world believes the second version, that Brother Branham would forerun the second coming of Christ. And we don't want to go here in all these developments, but it's really so much has happened that really your stomach really turns around. Only because they didn't leave it in the original. And fixing and focusing everything on Brother Branham. And therefore all these people who believe the second version, that not the message would forerun, but that Brother Branham himself would forerun the second coming of Christ, They must reject us. They must slander us. They must do the terrible things. Even they burn our brochures because they believe the second version and not that what the Lord himself said from the supernatural cloud, from that light. And brothers and sisters, one could really mention here one point after the other. Let us just be grateful. Let us be grateful that God has kept us in the grace and kept us with a sound mind. And that we, what Brother Branham preached, that we really can bring it back and take it back into the Holy Scripture and seeing everything in a harmony without that there's any contradiction. And we're just so grateful with all our hearts that the Lord has led it in such a way that from the very beginning, really, from the first day on, I noted down the dates here. 1955, on the 15th of August, so 60 years ago, at that time I was 22 years old, now I'm 82. But I knew from the first day on that this is a man sent from God. I didn't have any idea what kind of call he had and what is connected with it. No idea. But so much I knew. No one can do what is happening here except the Lord God is with him. And as this man of God especially was referring to John 5, verse 19, the Son can do nothing except he sees what the Father is doing. In a vision, he saw what God has done. And then he spoke it out, and it happened on the spot. I'm so grateful that I can look back to 60 years in the kingdom of God. Already I was in the ministry of the Lord. At the time I was preaching already. And now I look just back on the 50 years. I include the 50 years. And I just said, every week I preached three sermons. Then it would have been already 7,800 sermons. But there are many more which I preached to carry the precious message, the precious revealed word of God, to preach it. And the word has become a living word to us. And let us say this here, brothers and sisters. In Malachi 3, long enough it was written, I send my messenger before me. But when the time of fulfillment came, it was a living reality. The voice was there. The man sent from God was there. And especially in the Gospel of John, in chapter 1, he could say, he who sent me, he spoke to me. A man of God receives commissions which he had to carry out. And we are so grateful that at the first coming of Christ, all the promises and prophecies which were referring to it, they were fulfilled. And so the Lord could say in Luke 24, should not have come everything to fulfillment what is written in the law of Moses, in the Psalms, and in the prophets? Must not come to pass in our time as it is written in the Old and New Testament. And this is the special grace of the elect. And let me to it read two scriptures. The first one from 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Here the man of God spoke about
Verse 12.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
Dankbar bin ich dem,
and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
Dankbar nicht in meinen, in seinen Dienst eingesetzt.
Not into my ministry, but putting me into his ministry. When promises of God are coming to fulfillment, then it goes beyond the character of a local church. In the local church are the various ministries and also elders and deacons. But when a commission had to be carried out in the plan of salvation, then the Lord gives instructions.
And
when we go back to Brother Branham, then we know he received instructions from the very beginning. As Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. And if they don't believe the first sign, then they will have to believe the second sign. Faith is a gift of God. And brothers and sisters, time and again, I must say it again, faith comes by hearing, but the preaching must come from the Word of God. It cannot come from somewhere. The preaching must come from the Word of God. And this alone is the true faith. If the preaching comes from the Word, and through the Word the fulfillment of what God promised, if we hear it and believe it, then this is the true revelation of the Word as God has given it to us by His grace. Then the second scripture from Titus, chapter 1. Let us underline it once again. Paul, who in Acts chapter 9, in Acts 22, in Acts 26, he time and again was speaking of his commission in details, also his commission, although it was the Lord himself who spoke from the supernatural cloud of light, speaking to him, and he was crying out, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the answer was, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." And nevertheless, God had a prophet, Ananias, who had to come to him to then tell him the details concerning his ministry. Why did I go to Brother Branham? Why? I of course believed, but the confirmation, the details, that's what's all about. I don't want to go here into details, but it's really like this, that God has led it in such a way that after the ministry of Brother Branham, the true divine message was preached worldwide. And tell me one country where I didn't preach the message for the first time. And only afterward came the others who brought forth their own message out of the quotes of Brother Branham. And this is the vast difference. We are preaching the word of God because the word of God remains forever. And we leave every sermon which Brother Branham preached as it is. Let us say it honestly. In all the 50 years, no brother and no sister asked, what did Brother Branham say here, or what did Brother Branham say there? Not a single time somebody in the German language was asking me, how did he mean this or how did he mean that? And I tell you also why. Because all were reading the whole sermon from beginning to the end without taking anything out of context. And therefore, they have a full picture and a full testimony of that, what Brother Branham really said. But if one takes quotes out of context, this is a crime. This may not be done. And nevertheless, they are doing it of those who don't have any divine commission to preach the word of God. In Titus chapter 1, we read the introduction of the man of God, Titus. Titus 1, verse 1. Here the man of God writes, I, Paul, Titus 1, verse 1, I, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. Let us stop here a bit. Not for the general faith, but for the faith of God's elect. And what did our Lord say in Matthew 24? If it were possible. But thanks be to God, it's not possible. It's impossible. The elect are the word seed. The seed of the word was laid into their hearts. And that what was sown, this comes up. And we have nothing else sown but only the word of God. And already in Psalms 22 it is written, and his seed shall serve him. We are the divine seed. We received the word as a seed. And we believe as the scripture says, and we have become a part of the word of God, which our Lord brings to fulfillment in our time. So, to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's just laid by God in such a way that not the preacher, but the preached word is passed on to the people of God as the word of God. And then we may experience the impact of God's truth. And it continues here. And of the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that who cannot lie, promised before the world began, but has in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior.
Ich habe nur vorgelesen.
I just read it.
Ich habe nichts Persönliches gesagt.
I didn't say anything personal. I was just reading.
Aber wenn das auf mich nicht zutreffe,
but if this would not apply to me, I would not be here today. And you would also not be here today. A divine commission is just for that purpose, that to the people of God is being said what God has said and purposed in his plan of salvation and in his word. Let us say it once again. God's promises remain. They do not stagger. The Lord Jesus sealed with his own blood what he promised in his word, as a German song goes. Heaven and earth, may they burn. May the hills wave away. But whoever believes what God promised in his word, he will find what he promised. And he's joined with God, as a German song goes. And we're just so grateful that our Lord makes the completion in our time. Brothers, sisters, concerning Israel, I noted down three things. And we all know that our Lord said in Matthew 24, Luke 21, the people of Israel, he compared it as a fig tree, as a symbol. He mentioned Israel. When ye shall see that the fig tree becomes tender, when he puts forth buds, when he comes forth to life again, then you know it is near, it is even at the door. And we may see the fulfillment of all Bible prophecies. But that with Israel is just something special. On the 29th of August, 1897, the first Zionist Congress in the city of Basel took place. The man who was born in Hungary, in Vienna, he was working as a journalist. He was the first one whom God used to bring a message to the Jews, to tell them, you don't belong into the dispersion, you belong into your own country. And he called Zionism into existence. Just think of it. How long it takes place already. How long? And if we look also at the message, who would have thought that we would experience 2016, the year 2016? We counted with the return of the Lord already a long time ago. I can remember it very well. At the beginning of the 70s, our brothers from the USA, they were preaching, 1977 will come everything to its end, and 77 will be the year of Jubilee, and that the return of Christ would take place, and that everything what Brother Branham has said 1961 and what he got revealed up to the destruction of America and with the automatic cars which will drive. Brother Branham has seen it, and he was of the conviction because he was reading it in a book that 1977 would be the 70th year of Jubilee, and that up to there everything will come to its end. But this was William Branham, and this was written in a book of Larkin, or whoever wrote that book. Brother Branham mentions three special men in which books he was reading. And the brethren in the USA, they were just claiming that a prediction of a prophet is as a prophecy. And I dared to say, even 1976, that 77 will come and go, And what shall I tell you? Also, our beloved brother from Tucson, he didn't shake hands with me anymore. He didn't say farewell to me. No goodbye. He just said, you don't believe what the prophet said. I don't say goodbye to you. And he drove to Rotterdam with his wife and with his three daughters. I told you before. Also this, I noted it down somewhere. When the Lord gave me the instruction, namely, the instruction, here we have it, on Sunday, the 18th of July, 1976. Brothers and sisters, darkness was just setting in. I was here in the prayer room. And I went around the corner here, around this building I went. And there was an old cherry tree around in this height. And behind it, there was a fence 2 meters high, barbed wire from the Second World War. The Jews were brought together on this place. And I was running around this corner. And as you hear my voice now, I stopped on the spot. My servant, go to the adjacent property and consecrate it unto me. Build upon it. Because many people will come from many countries who need to be accommodated, as true as every word is written in the Bible. And therefore I knew that 1977 would come and go. But one needs an instruction from the Lord. If one hasn't got an instruction from the Lord, then one should really shut up. One can only speak if God has spoken already. This is very important. And so we recognize that in our time, the promise has found fulfillment. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah. Also, this must be said here very clearly, brothers, sisters. The people of Israel, in the Old Testament, the people of Israel experienced many, many things. And whoever reads 1 Corinthians chapter 10 will find out how great things God has done. Day and night he was with them by the pillar of fire, by the pillar of cloud, walking before his people. And nevertheless, they went astray with their hearts. With their feet, they were following the pillar of cloud. They were following the pillar of fire. And in the hearts, they didn't believe. And they walked in error. And most of them, they perished in the desert. Brothers, sisters, we may believe with all our hearts. And if I may just say this now, the newest thing is that the picture, the photograph with the supernatural cloud from the 28th of February 1963 is not only put on tombstones, not only used as a worship object, even on T-shirts printed, so that all might know the Lord has already come. No, he revealed himself. He didn't come. And this is the difference when the Son of Man reveals himself. And this, Brother Branham time and again emphasized it. And he went even to Genesis 18. And he took the example of Abraham when the Lord visited Abraham, and with the back, he was turned with the back to the tent, and he heard Sarah. Sarah heard what the Lord God said to Abraham, and she was laughing within herself. She was not laughing loud, but she was laughing within herself. And she was thinking, I, old woman, she was 90 years old, I shall become mother again. And the Lord looks at Abraham and he said, why did Sarah laugh? And how often Brother Branham referred to it, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was in the days of Abraham. That's how it repeated in our time. And also this, the man of God emphasized that the Lord at that time, the ministry with the Jews and with the ministry, he did it with the Samaritans, but never to the Gentiles. He never went to the Gentiles. And in Matthew 10, he told his disciples, don't go to the Gentiles, but go only to the lost sheep of Israel. And the angel of the Lord said to Brother Branham, the same ministry which took place with the Jews and with the Samaritans is repeating now as the last sign before the return of Jesus Christ in the church from the Gentiles. I'm just so grateful to God that really since 1958 I received every sermon which Brother Branham preached. 3 weeks later it came to Krefeld and I didn't listen to it only once. I listened to it a second time. I'm just so grateful to God that I could go with this ministry. I grew under this ministry. All the developments, all the steps, all the stages, I experienced it. I didn't jump with a parachute into something. No, really by grace, I experienced and witnessed everything personally. So, not only the 11th of June, 1933, not only the 6th of May, 1946, when really the angel of the Lord in the supernatural light, he came into the room and he was speaking with Brother Branham. And Brother Branham describes him from top to bottom. And brothers and sisters, this preaching, which was commissioned to the man of God, is of course to bring us back to God, to bring us back to the beginning. What was with the people of Israel when they came out of the Babylonian captivity, when they returned? What was it all about? It was about
to
clean up the foundation of the rubble and to build upon the old foundation. What is it about today? All the rubble, which was upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, all the rubble had to be put away. Every doctrine, every practice, everything that was not belonged to the foundation of the apostles had to be put away, back to the original foundation. And Paul said to the letter to the Corinthians, another foundation no one can lay except that which was laid already. If there would not have been an 11th of June, if there would not have been a 6th of May, then probably there would have not been a 2nd of April either. And all the other instructions would not have been. But God's plan of salvation is just like that. That the one ministry merges into the other ministry. And that there's just a connection. Let us say it. Also in the days of Joshua, nothing had to be interpreted. Everything could have left could have been left as it was. And the Ark of the Covenant had just to be laid upon the shoulders of the carriers. And already it went over to the River of Jordan. And already it went into the Promised Land. The same it is today. The revealed word was given to us. And you yourself, you can judge yourself, the brothers, who give out the same spiritual food. I noted it down here. I noted it down. From 1962, 54 years passed. And if I think on all the brothers who in the course of the years have been added, just think of it. If it would be right, correct, as the Americans preach it, that the Lord would have come, or would have left the mercy seat already in 1963, and that the time of grace is over, and that the Lord has come to the earth again, and so forth, and claiming his own, and so forth. Oh, what kind of things are preached? It's really too much. It turns your stomach around. No. The Lord is still there where he was. The blood is still upon the mercy seat. We are still in the time of grace. And the blood remains there, even up into the great tribulation, because according to Revelation 7, the great multitude which has to go through the tribulation, they will wash their clothes in the blood of the Lamb. Please respect God's word. Leave everything as it is written. Of course, when Brother Branham spoke of the sixth seal, he said, now he leaves the mercy seat. But of course, not on the 23rd of March 1963, but then when that what happens in the sixth seal, when it comes to fulfillment, only then, oh, to the Almighty God be the thanks, and again the thanks for his precious and holy word. Also this, I looked it up. Even in July 64, Brother Ram said, in the sixth seal, the seven trumpet judgments will sound forth. Even after the opening of the seals, he said it clearly. But all these brothers, they don't bother about it. They have it in their heads, and they go with their heads through the wall. And they were misleading the people. Thanks be to the living God. Whoever keeps his word will not go astray, but he will come from clarity to clarity and from truth to truth. Concerning the 2nd of April, I noted down two or three dates more. Also 66, the 11th of April 1966 was also a special day when Brother Branham was buried. Sorry to say this again. And on the cemetery I was greeted, where are you from? Who are you? And I said, where? And the answer was then, you know why we are here. I said, yes, for the burial. He said, no, we are here for the resurrection. And really, more than 2 hours they were singing, only believe, only believe. And on the wings of a snow-white dove, I didn't sing one stanza. Not a single stanza. I was weeping and weeping, supplicating, weeping, weeping. And I said, Beloved Lord, tell me, Tell me how the bride church shall be prepared without the ministry which you have given to Brother Branham. How shall she be completed? I tell you, a world broke down for me because I've put my hope into the God-given ministry. But also this, I've said it here many times. When I returned from the burial into my room, the tears stopped. I was weeping long enough. And the peace of God, the peace which I was feeling, which I really felt, I felt it. This peace of God, which is higher than any understanding of men, this filled me. But really, it filled me such that I got happy and grateful, and suddenly, not a loud voice, but it spoke in my heart, now your time has come to bring the message into all the world, to go from city to city and to preach the word. And so, we did it by His grace. The Lord has led everything in such a way. He was leading everything. That not only from 55 on, that I was acquainted with His ministry, but with the day of the burial, God made a new beginning. And up to there, up to this time, no sermon was printed yet, and no one was thinking at all about it, to print it. And behold, God made a new beginning without any complications by His grace. Perhaps I should mention this once again. 1965 was Joseph Branham 10 years old. And with 10 years old, with 10 years age, no one can make many things. And only 14 years after the divine message was spread all over the earth, then he started his ministry. And I don't say this here as a slandering. I say this with my greatest pain, with the greatest pain with one could imagine. Firstly, he changed Revelation 10, verse 7, and he said, this is the voice of God. Up to that time, it was the voice of the seventh angel. And from that time on, it was now the voice of God. And all should hear the voice of God from the tape directly. All should hear it in all nations. All should hear with their ears. They should hear the sermons of Brother Branham. Because this is the voice of God. And that's how it started. And it really went over and over. And we all know Revelation 10:7 is written in the singular of the mystery, of the mystery of God. And Jesus Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And Brother Branham probably 77 times he spoke in the plural. He spoke of the mysteries, because he, as the last messenger of the church age of Laodicea, he had the responsibility before God to reveal all the mysteries of God which were hidden in the Word of God, from the Garden of Eden, from the fall, from all what was hidden to us. And therefore, many times, more than 70 times, he spoke about the mysteries. And Revelation 10:7, he referred to his ministry, but always in the plural, that the mysteries of God were finished. But Revelation 10, 7,
nicht außer Kraft gesetzt.
He didn't annul it.
Offenbarung 10,
Revelation 10,
so stehen gelassen,
7, wie er he left it as it is written. And as the seventh church age angel, he referred to his ministry and he used the mysteries. And he spoke of the mysteries of God as a plural. For me, no problem at all. But the problems which our brothers made are so terrible that they really cry out to heaven. And therefore, brothers and sisters, that God in all these years, he helped us. Just think of it. He helped us. If it would be right, if it would be correct, that the time of grace stopped with the opening of the seals in March 1963. Where would you be? Where would I be? Where would all be who were not even born at that time, leave alone born again? No. And again, no. It's still the time of grace. And we are so grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts that he has sent his servant and prophet with a message which we have carried worldwide, and the last ones are now being called out. Let us read a word which applies to our days, namely to the redemption which our Lord has given to us by his grace. And I wished that all over the earth, all who misunderstand us, that they just know that there's no man on earth who would appreciate Brother Branham's ministry higher or would esteem it higher than Brother Frank. But we give the man of God the place which the Holy Scripture has given him. And we give alone God the glory. Only to God alone we give the glory. Now, in 1 Peter, in chapter 1, 1 Peter, chapter 1, here it's written in verse 18, 1 Peter, chapter 1, from verse 18, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Didn't we read it in John 17? Already before the foundation of the world, he was foreordained. Also you and I, together with him, before the foundation of the world, we were foreordained. But was manifest in these last times for you. So, let us thank the Lord God that it happened for us. And it remains like this, that the main preaching concerns the kernel of the preaching, namely, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Our Lord and Savior, he was it unto whom John was pointing to. Behold, this is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And behold, as the lamb he died, he didn't open his mouth, as written in Isaiah 53. And all the scriptures, even the scripture with the vinegar was fulfilled. In Psalms, it's written only one sentence. And they have given me vinegar to drink. And in John 19, the Lord said, I thirst. And he was given vinegar to drink. And then it is written that the scripture might be fulfilled fully. Everything was written already in the Old Testament, written down. You can read it up. Even Psalms 68, verse 19. Yes, you can read everything in the Holy Scripture. I will not suffer that my Holy One sees corruption. Yes, it happened. He didn't leave 3 days and three nights. He rose on the third day. Also about this, the philosophers are arguing, brothers, sisters. We are just so grateful to all our God. If it is written on the first day of the week, then it is written on the first day of the week. And also in Psalms 47, God has ascended with a shout, with a sound of a trumpet. Why is it written like this? Because he will return with a commanding voice, with a trump of God, and with the voice of the archangel. We are just so grateful that in the Old Testament everything was written down already. Bible prophecy is perfect and it finds fulfillment in the New Testament. Up to Ephesians 4, perhaps one should read it together with 1 Peter 3. Just quickly, let us read it, because that's what it's all about. Everything else important is, brothers and sisters, that we all make our personal experiences of salvation with God, our preparation, experiencing it by His grace. 1 Peter chapter 3, we read in verse 18, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, for Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Verse 19, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Just quickly from Ephesians chapter 4, where it is written that the Lord not only preached in prison, descending there, but taking captivity captive, and all who believed in him rose with him, according to Matthew 27. The graves were opened, and they came forth. Ephesians chapter 4. Here it's written from verse 8. Ephesians 4, from verse 8. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Psalms 68, verse 18. Ascended up on high. And here the apostle writes, what is written in the Psalms, it was fulfilled, ascended up on high. He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Verse 9, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth.
Verse
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Fill all the universe. Hallelujah. The victor of Calvary, I live, and ye shall live also. And then verse 11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. One could read on and on. Let us summarize. What should be emphasized here today? God has a plan of salvation. And now concerning that, what concerns Israel, I didn't bring it to the end. We can quickly do it. But just to know, Bible prophecy comes to fulfillment. The Jews returned from more than 150 countries. They returned. They are waiting for the Messiah. And whoever goes to the Western Wall, to the Wailing Wall, can hear it there. Their prayer always ends with a request that they may rebuild the temple and that they would see the Messiah. And we, as the church from the nations, we recognize that the Lord brings his work of redemption with us. He will complete it. Do you know what kind of thought came to me, in my office? I was reading in the seventh seal what Brother Branham prayed in his prayer after he spoke about the seventh seal, what he prayed. I read it once. Lord, keep me that I can carry the message so far as it is ordained for me. And when my time has come that I cross the river, that I would pass on the sword which you have given me, and so that the message would be carried on. And then I just said to the Lord, give me grace that I carry the message so far that I can give you everything over. That I can give everything over to you. As Brother Branham prayed, that as given to him, that he would give over to someone, then I just said today to the Lord in my prayer, let me carry your word, your precious word, your holy revealed word of the Old and the New Testament. Let me carry everything, what you ordained for us, what you promised for us, and what you will do. Let me carry your word so far that then I will leave everything else up to you, so that you can make the completion by a mighty outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, completing your work, and that we would then come from believing unto seeing. To our God be the glory and the praise now and forever. Let me say once again, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. We didn't believe any fable what people are preaching now. No, we recognized the word of prophecy. We have it as a bright shining light in a dark place. We received it and accepted it. And just be honest now. Is there any question left whether it is about the subject of Godhead, Lord's Supper, baptism, fall, predestination, election, when it's all about all the Bible subjects? Has not God led us into all the truth? Have we not kept the balance in everything? Nothing went up into our brains. Everything touched our hearts. And we really can say it time and again. We can emphasize it. What is written in Luke 24? Did not our hearts burn while he spake to us? Don't marvel. But I must read Psalms 51 today before we pray. Psalms 51, I must read it. And especially for all the newcomers who have not yet dedicated their lives to the Lord, or who would like to dedicate it, and to be also ready and to receive the word and to believe it with all their hearts. I read it. Psalms 51 from verse 8. And I ask that we stand up for it and that we really take it to heart and that we deepen ourselves into it, speaking to our Lord, finding ourselves again in this word, dedicating our lives fully to the Lord. Psalms 51 from
gefallen an Wahrheit im innersten Herzen. Und im Verborgenen lässt du mich Weisheit erkennen.
Verse 6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know thine wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let this be our prayer. Lord, wash me in thy blood, that I may be clean, whiter than the snow. Verse 8, make me to hear joy and gladness. Brothers, sisters, who has still joy? Most of us are sad going around. We are redeemed, yes, we are pardoned. God has chosen us for his inheritance. Wash me, that I shall be whiter than the snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Who remembers the time where we had joy and gladness, where the Spirit of God was moving in such a mighty way that we again may feel joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Let this be our prayer. He sees us through Calvary, through the blood. He looks at us. He doesn't see the sin anymore. He sees justification by faith. And now comes the prayer, the supplication. From verse 10. The prayer, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
schaffe.
Create in me a clean heart. Only those of a pure heart will see God. Today at this place it shall take place that each one of us expresses, Lord, create in me a clean heart, for I want to see you. And renew a right spirit within me. And then the request, cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with a free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Amen. Very mighty. As David poured out his heart, create in me. I cannot do it. You cannot do it. But God can create a new heart. All things new by the blood of the Lamb.
Stell in mir einen neuen festen
And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Should somebody be in our midst who perhaps lives with accusations, who says, I didn't do this the right thing, I didn't do this the right way, believe today. Receive it today. That we are washed whiter than the snow, and that the blood of the Lamb really is on the mercy seat, and that we may come to the Lord. To say it honestly, brothers, sisters, this day should become a special day in our lives. Firstly, because we found grace before God, to got the connection to that, what God promised for this time, that we received it from God, that we may believe, as the Scripture has said, and prepare and experiencing our preparation while hearing the Word of God. And God is faithful. God is faithful. And then comes the fulfillment. Who shall accuse God's elect? God justified us by faith. By faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Who shall lay any charge against God's elect? What can separate us from the love of God, which was manifested on the cross of Calvary? For God so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who believe on him should not perish, but have eternal life. Coming back to John 17, then John chapter 5, this verse we read many times, but it just belongs to it. 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, and we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Let us bow our heads. I would like to ask whether perhaps we have newcomers in our midst
who
have heard such a proclamation for the first time. Although we mention things which took place in our time, brothers and sisters, the main thing remains the preaching of the word, the preaching of the full salvation. God was in Christ. And may all walk their own ways. God has brought us back to the beginning. We may believe with all our hearts, as the scripture has said, while we have our heads bowed, I would like to ask whether some are in our midst who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord. Please raise your hand briefly. We will remember you. Here and there. Everywhere the hands are going up. While we sing the chorus, just as I am, may the two sisters come and also sing us a song. And then we will ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us. Just as I am. Just as I am. Great God, all our desire, our longing, our praying is one thing, to be there where you are, there is our home. We thank you for it. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you for the time in which you have put your word upon the lampstand. We thank you for the carriers of your word. And we thank you also for everyone whom you ordained, through whom you could carry your word into the church. Lord, the word is open to us. What was hidden, you revealed it to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you that you, the great God, you walked this earth and you prayed the high priestly prayer. You carried out the commission which was given to you. So we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, give us all grace, Lord, to do that what we heard and to glorify your name, for you are worthy to receive all the praise and all the glory and all the worship. We glorify your holy name and we ask you, give us grace that we are not only hearers of thy word, but that we in reality experience what your word says unto us and what you spoke for our time. No one shall be left behind, but all of us, we want to be there. Lord, please bless all who are looking up to you at this place, who are looking up worldwide. You know all the problems, all the needs. You will bring it to pass. To you alone be the glory and honor and praise. Please, Lord, Lord in heaven, we are not exalting human beings, but we pray that you may keep this word to us, that you may speak your word, and that you may keep him whom you commissioned to preach your word from city to city. Please, Lord, bless us. Bless your people. Bless all, Lord, who are opening their hearts to you and who are available for you. Be with all of us. Be with old and young, great and little. We thank you for everything. Amen. Let us sing, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy to receive all the glory, all the praise. To receive all the worship and praise. You alone are worthy. Cheers.